This is Deep Dive into Joy, and I'm your host, Gina Rickner.
Hey, Joy listeners, it's your host, Gina. Welcome to Deep Dive into Joy. Today, I would like to talk about how we find joy as being parents through all the hustle and bustle of life, what God intended parenting to look like, and how we can raise our kids to have joy in their lives too. Whether you're a new parent, a seasoned one, or just curious, I hope this episode blesses you and offers encouragement straight from God's Word. And since it's Mother's Day, I thought this would be the perfect episode to launch this week. Also, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, including mine. I love you so much, and you're the greatest mom in Mimi. I will shout out my mother-in-law, too, who has been by our side helping me around the house and so forth through my cancer journey. We love you and thank you. Hope you all have a wonderful day. So my favorite drink I have with me today is just a plain mineral water, sparkling, carbonated, and I like to add a whole lemon to it. So I know as a parent, especially when they are young, you feel as though you have no clue what you're doing, where you're going, or how to navigate anything about our kids. Then you hit the teen years, and it's all uphill from there. That's right, I said uphill. It doesn't get easier. It's totally another level of parenting, and you really have no clue what you're doing. Afraid you're going to mess them up completely for life, and then have to pay for their counseling. This world requires us to always be busy. There's never a quiet moment or stillness anymore. There's hardly any stay-at-home parents because, let's face it, this world doesn't let you afford that option. I know that saying yes to everything for our kids can make us overwhelmed, out of touch, and stressed to the core. We want to be there for them, for everything they go through and experience. And I'll add from the sermon I've learned this past week that Satan likes to keep us busy so that Jesus isn't the center of our home. It pulls us further and further away from keeping our kids aligned with Jesus. I full-heartedly believe it wasn't meant to be this way. I'd long to go back to the days, and yes, I'll say it, when the men went to work and the women got to stay home with their kids. Raising them up right and teaching them how to love and lead like Jesus. In some ways, I feel like those days are long gone. However, let's take a look at what God tells us. The Bible offers guidance on parenting in various verses. We see in Ephesians 6:4, this instructs fathers to not provoke their children to anger, but to bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord. Additionally, you can find this in Colossians 3:21 also. This balances two sides. Don't provoke, don't lead with hardness, fear, or frustration. Instead, disciple and guide them in the ways of God. Hebrews 12:11 reminds us that discipline yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. The Bible also emphasizes the importance of disciplining children with love and guidance, teaching them the ways of God, and setting a positive example for them to follow. Parenting also involves providing emotional support, setting boundaries and rules, teaching values and morals, and helping children develop important life skills. It requires patience, understanding, and the ability to adapt to the changing needs of children as they grow and develop. Parenting is a lifelong commitment that involves nurturing, guiding, and loving your children unconditionally. And that's just it. Like, they aren't going to remember the toys you bought them or the next big thing. They will, however, remember you sitting on your phone all the time and not being present. They will remember the outdoor playtime and the one-on-one time with each other. They will remember you being there at their school and their sports, taking adventures with them. They remember your presence. Just like we want God present in our lives, our kids want us present in theirs. But do we have to say yes to everything? In terms of what to say yes to as a parent, the Bible encourages parents to say yes to teaching their children about God and His ways, providing their physical and emotional needs, and to setting a positive example for them to follow. We see this in Proverbs 22:6. It says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." This verse emphasizes the importance of instilling values and teachings in children from a young age. Saying yes to these aspects of parenting can help a child grow up to be strong, faithful, and compassionate individuals. And let me just add, even if you didn't start at a young age, it's never too late. Start now. Start today. What is the saying? It's better to plant a tree tomorrow, I believe is how the saying goes. So it's pretty much saying, like, it's never too late. Like, plant the seeds now, even if they are older. The word train here implies intentionally. It's not just about reacting to life, but proactively shaping a child's worldview, values, and habits. This isn't a guarantee of perfection, but a principle. The more we consistently teach truth, the more likely it takes root. The Bible makes it clear that parenting is not just a biological role, it's a spiritual calling. Those children of yours are a gift from God, literally. In Psalms 127:3, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. So number one, children are not burdens, they are gifts. And number two, parenting is stewardship, not ownership. God entrusts us with these young lives for a time, but ultimately they are His. And remember, you only get 18 summers with your children. That puts quite the perspective on things. This idea frames the rest of how we approach parenting, not out of control, but out of calling. We're not raising them just for success. We're raising them to be disciples for Jesus. In Deuteronomy 6:6-7, "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road." Notice here that it starts with your heart. Before we can teach God's word to our kids, it has to be alive in us. This is huge. Kids often catch more than they are taught. If we want them to grow in faith, they need to see it in action. We can show this in how we pray, how we respond to stress, how we forgive, and how we love. This doesn't mean perfection, it means authenticity. Owning mistakes and showing grace is part of the model. Just like Jesus shows us grace and patience, that's exactly what we need to be showing to our children. James 1:5 encourages us, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault." That's such good news. Parenting doesn't come with a manual. Like I always tell my teen daughter, you are my first child. Like, I'm learning just as much as you're learning alongside of you. So pretty much meaning, like, I've never been a parent before, so you also need to give me grace too as I'm trying to find my way and lead you to Jesus at the same time. However, parenting does come with a guide, Jesus and the Bible. He's always ready to help. we pause this episode to bring to you Altera. Ever heard of a thing called EMF? Well, if you haven't, I'm here to tell you it stands for electromagnetic fields. And that's what you get when you hold your phone, have an earpods, or have Wi-Fi. They are everywhere. Altera is your one-stop shop for all the EMF protection you need. They are scientifically proven EMF protection against harmful effects of EMF radiation. They are patented and peer-reviewed, offering the best protection against the harmful effects of 5G and EMF radiation. However, they still believe the best protection is education. Once you know what to look out for, you can enjoy the security of their whole home EMF protection devices for you and your loved ones. I personally have the Altera Whole House EMF Neutralizer Plug. It contains rare earth paramagnetic minerals found straight from the earth that neutralizes the negative effects of household EMFs on the human body. The neutralization of these EMFs can greatly enhance the environment in which you work, play, and live with loved ones with no adverse side effects. If you don't want those nasty EMFs filling your home, office, or wherever, visit altera.com. That's AULTERRA.com and learn more about their products and shop for what you need. Don't forget to use my code JOYDIVE25. That's all lowercase. This will give you 15% off plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer and usage one per customer. Enjoy a home that's EMF free with Altera. So, I guess, like, we have to take time to remember that every child's different too. So, in Proverbs and Ephesians, it gives principles, not formulas. You gotta trust the process God has you in. As children grow, and are also, you know, we're also called to like release them. So one of the most beautiful but painful truths is this. Our goal is to raise independent disciples, not dependent followers. And we have to keep in mind that during all this, we are still parents even after they move out. The story of the prodigal son in Luke 15 reminds us that even a perfect father lets his children choose and stands ready to welcome them back with open arms. Let me wrap with this. Parenting in today's world can feel overwhelming, but God doesn't ask us to be perfect. He asks us to be faithful. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not grow weary in doing good, but at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." If you're in a hard season, take heart. God sees you. He knows every prayer you've whispered, every tear you've cried, and every effort you've made. You're not parenting alone, even if you are a separated household. Like, just remember that God sees you and you're not alone. You're co-laboring with the one who created your child in the first place. They are his children. No matter what season of parenting you're in, it's never easy. I know the hardest part for me is going to be having to let them go out in this world that's cruel and dark, but I know that the one that gave them to me is ultimately going to be the one that guides them, directs them, and keeps them safe as well. I pray over my kids every night that God guides their futures and their steps and gives them discernment so hard that when they are in a situation they know they aren't a BM, it's a wham, like right to the gut. They know, hey, this isn't what God wants me doing, so I'm going to get out of this situation. I pray God's will over their lives. When you realize you have no control over most things, that's when I think it's easier to, you know, give it to the one who knows best and holds the whole world in his hands. I like to end every podcast with my favorite Bible verse. This week it comes from 3 John 1:4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in truth. Now I want you all to know that just because, you know, like I'm doing this in this podcast doesn't mean that I'm a perfect parent. Like doing these podcasts, it's also healing me and directing me and bringing me closer to God and giving me steps to take in life. Like I'm not perfect at all this stuff. And I want this podcast to be a tool to help other people that are walking through these same things. And hopefully that it can help somebody out there. Thank you so much, Joy listeners, for tuning in today. If this episode encouraged you, please share it with a friend or a family member. And please leave a review to help others find me. Until next time, keep your roots in God's word and raise your children in love, truth, and grace. As always, go out and find the joy today. Bye, friends.